smaller idea. It needs a lot of thought. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayikach Yosef v'shneihem,
Parshas Vayechi, 12:13.
It's a fright. B'yimino, b'smol Yisrael, es Menashe b'smolo, b'yimin Yisrael, v'yage she'lov. And they came to. Yishlach Yisrael Shemino, he's put out his right hand. Yoshes Al Rosh Ephraim, and he put it on the head of Ephraim. Huat Soyer is the younger one. The Smolo and the left one, Al Rosh Menashe, on the head of Menashe. Sikel as Yodov. He switched the hands. Now the problem always is, why didn't he just move them? Why did he have to switch the hands? Why didn't he just move one to the right and the other one to the left and do it that way? What are you gaining by switching hands on? Good, so we're in the middle of Inyan Chav Ches. Vayishach Yisrael Yisimino Vayoshes al Rosh Ephraim uatzoir vesmolo al Rosh Menashe sikel es Yodov hadgoshe b'kosev zehi ki dafkes Yodov sikel. He switched his hands v'lo es raglov, and not the feet. Why is it that he switched his hands and not the feet? Ki alo yochelo Yaakov la'amid es Ephraim l'mino l'gamrei. It's Menashe, it's smaller legamrei. He could have put them one on the right and one on the left. V'lozeh boi yad goshen, ki ha-mukhavein oyo l'sikel es yodov dafka. Because he specifically, Yankov, wanted to switch the hands. V'ilu eitzel ha-raglayim, but by the feet, he shes ha-matzim k'mo shoyo. He left it the way it was. That means that Menashe was on the right and Ephraim was on the left, and that's in the feet. In the hands, he switched them. Habachor miyamin vatsoyu mismol. Umisoreris bekan hagosha mikoach galim belev. Comes forth tremendous feeling. Kealo ikir chashivuso shel Ephraim legabi Menashe. What's the gain of Ephraim over Menashe? Ubezesh yotza mimenu Yeshua. Was that Yeshua comes out? Shehoyo rishon lilochem ba'amalek. He's the first one to fight against Amalek. Therefore, that's the maila, that's the advantage that Ephraim had, that he had, the first one to fight. Because of Shema Ramban, Shematz Oshto Yoshua Milmoyim Barishona, Hushiyase Itom Mashiach Ben Yosef Bachrona. As we've been through with Mashiach Ben Yosef, etc. But that which Yoshua is the one who did, that's what Mashiach Ben Yosef is going to do. B'chol Zeh Kolulu B'tshuas Yaakov LeYosef. And this is what Yaakov said to Yosef. Shedavka zaro shel Ephraim yiyeh melo agoyim. V'hinei, we have to hear it clear. Begufo shel Yaakov lo yochol zaro shel Esav lingoa. We spoke about this the other week, that in the fight of the Sar of Esav, he wasn't able to touch into the real body of Yaakov. Barak is kaf yurecho hazes mimakomo. But the sciatic nerve, he moved. And because of that, he limped. And that's what we spoke about, the assimilation that he touched. The nimtza, the beraglov shel Yaakov, on the feet of Yaakov, hu hamokom shenikur bo kocho shel hamolik. in the feet, you would see the strength that Amalek had. Because in the feet, Yaakov limped. Ulumazeh, Eino Nikereshon Chadshivoso, Umalosa Shalafrayim. So then in the feet, you don't see the advantage of Ephraim over Manasseh. Because Ephraim had Yoshua, but Amalek hit him. And for that he limped. Barak biyodov, in the upper part of the person, shel Yaakov, sheimanofim yotze migufo, shomu amokum ashalo yocholo. In the upper part, lo yocholo. He couldn't touch him. Couldn't get there. V'lachein, b'mokum yodov shel Yaakov, omeid hu Ephraim yamin. So in the upper part, Ephraim is on the right, sikelis yodov, yodov dafka. Ela, she calls there, this is all Achi Yovo Yaakov Sholem. And that we spoke about Sholem Begufo and Sholem B'mamon, B'shenisrapa Mitzalosai. Ve'en kan tzorech la'asikil etza yadayim dafka. You didn't need to switch the hands. Kioz mispasheta si ha'atkolo azu gamal tocharaglaim. Good, so that's got to do with what spoke about it once before Purim, but that's a different point. But what is that? That means in the feet, you can't see the advantage. And therefore, he didn't want to move Menashe away from his position because Ephraim doesn't have any advantage in the feet because he limps. But in the upper part, right, in the upper part, there it's clearly an advantage of Ephraim over Menashe. So in the upper part, it's Sikelis Yodov. In the lower part, he left it there with the Menashe's on the right and Ephraim's on the left. And that's why he did. But Dafke did not move them. Because in the feet, you don't have that advantage of Ephraim over Menashe. But in the other part of the body, you do have it. And that's why it was Sikelis Yodov. Good. Now, we're going to do Chazara. It's a very deep inyan, and it needs a lot of work. We saw it once. We went through it, but we need to do Chazara. Let's see the psukim. Perek Mem Tes. Vayikra Yaakov Elbonov. Vayome, and he said, Heyosvu Vagidu Lachem Eis Asheyikra Eschem Biachritz Ayomim. Gather, and I will tell you, what will happen to you in the end of days? Posik Beis, Ikobtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Gather together, listen b'nei Yaakov. Shimu Yaakov avicham, and he then goes and tells them, the brachas, for those he gave brachas to. Right? Now, obviously, something happened between the end of Pasuk Aleph and the beginning of Pasuk Beis, because he was going to tell them what happened Ba'achris Hayomim. And Rashi notes, Pasuk Aleph and Rashi, Bikesh Legalis Zaketz, V'nistalka, and it was V'nistalka, and the Shechina went away from him. And his Kalka and the Shechina left. And therefore, he wasn't able to tell him what happened. Bachus Hayomim. So, let's see the Maral. Maral quotes that Gemara in Psachim. It starts on page Tzadik Ches. Left-hand column. And here's where we have to go very slowly. It's a very, very difficult piece. And we have to understand it ba'omek. V'zeh sh'omru b'perek mokum sh'nagu. And this is what we have in the Gemara in Pesachim. Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Vayikra Yaakov Elbonov. He called them. Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Haketz Hayomim Lebonov. So he wanted to reveal the end of days. What did he want to really tell them? All the trials and tribulations that they're going to have to go through and how to deal with them and what they're going to have to go through. And that's what he really wanted to teach them.
What did he say?
V'nistalka mimenu shechina. And the shechina left them.
Why didn't he say
bas-bas-bas? Let me land in a bit. Ama, shema yes chas v'sholem psul bizari. Maybe there's a blemish in my children. Kavrom, like my grandfather Avrom, Shiyotzim imenu Yishmael, that part of the Chisorin in Avrom was taken away through Yishmael, as we talked about. Ki Yitzchok, and like my father Yitzchok, another piece was taken away, Shiyotzim imenu Esa. So therefore, maybe the reason the Shechina left is because there's a psul in my Zera. Amru, so they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Amru, they said to him, Kishem She'ein B'libcho Elo Echod, just like in your heart, there's only one, it's one heart, one concept, as we'll see, Kach Ein B'libeinu Elo Echod. So also, in our heart, there's only one. Miad, Posach, Azokain, Yaakov opened up the Oma, Boruch, Shem, Kevod, Malchuso, Lelom Vaed. Om Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim said, Heichi Neved, what should we do? Nimre, should we say Boruch Shem? Omre, Moshe. Moshe in Pashal Vetzchanan says, Shema, Yahafto, there's no Baruch Shem. Lo Nimre, should we not say it? Amre Yaakov, but Yaakov said it. Yiskinu Shivoimrim B'chashoy. So they made up to say it quietly. What's gained by saying it quietly? We have to see. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Debei Ravami. Moshel Lebas Melech. The Moshel is to a princess. Sheiricha. Tzike Kedera, she smelled the delicacies. Tzike Kedera, Toima, should you say, bring it, Yeshlo Genai. Losoma, don't say, Yeshlo Tzar, she has pain. So Yishilu, Avodeo, Vibiulo, Bechashoy. So they brought it in quietly. Now we need to explain. This is the Gemara we learned once before, we went through it. We discussed this, but let's see.
Again, like, what's the Milo bringing it in like that?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Milo. What's gained?
She got it. She has it. She's eating.
And it's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. That's the Milo. Shailas, that is this
muscle.
How's that
apply? I'm saying, how's that
apply? That is the muscle fit.
Yeah.
V'nei yizboyer. Kol mashe omarnu b'zeh b'yur. Ki hoyo Chilas Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Al Yedei Yud Bei Shvotim Sheim Bnei Yaakov. The real Kabbalas all of a Tzibur is done with the 12 Shvotim. Now we discussed this a few weeks ago. Ovis are the foundations, but they're individuals. They're not a Tzibur. They're not an Am. The beginning of a nation starts with the Yud Bei Shvatim. There are key numbers in Klal Yisrael. 3, 7, that's have not. 3, 12, 600,000. Those are the key numbers in the development of Klal Yisrael. When does the Tzibur begin? When they have the Bonim. Even though we mentioned that each Shevet is in Av to his Shevet, Reuven lays down the foundation for all of the people of Reuven. Shimon lays down the foundation for all of the people of Shimon, so that they really are the Av of the Shevet, but in relationship to the development of Klal Yisrael, the three of us individuals, the 12 Shvatim, begin a nation. For example, the moral is, how come, it's a big discussion, who did Yehuda marry? So it says Kenanis. What does it mean, Kenanis? So according to the one that says it really was Kenanis, how could it be that Yehuda married Kenanis when Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov wouldn't allow it? So the moral says, because by Yehuda started already the Am. When Yaakov is there and somebody would marry to somebody from a strange place with midos, ro'os, they would dilute what the others have. But once there's a nation, so the person that marries in becomes part of the nation and is bottle to the nation. Yehuda is the beginning of the Shevet, but he's the beginning of the nation. So the first Kabbalist all as a nation is this example, is this. And this is Shema Yisrael as a nation. That's what he means here. V'hinei yizbo'er komasher marnu bebir ki hoya tchilas Kabbalist malchus shemayim al yedei yudbei shvotin Sheheim b'nei Yaakov. Ki b'nei Yaakov hoyu rishonim l'kabel malchus shemayim. They're the beginning of malchus shemayim. V'loma shema Yisrael. To say shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'lo Yaakov avihem. And not Yaakov. Ki Yaakov hoyu echad min ha'ovis. Loy nechshav kasher malchuso yizborach olov malchus shemayim shleimo b'el mazeh, because he's an individual. That's not a nation. But l'maylos is shel Yaakov, shel yitzuro so chakuka. His image is embedded, as we've discussed, in the kisei hakovid. Ein nechshav zeh malchuso yizborach shehu b'tachtonim. The fact that an individual speaks about Malchus Shemayim, that's not the greatness, because that's an individual. But when you have a nation that's doing it, Rakal Yedei Yisrael, the nation, Sheim B'tachtonim, they're down here, and they're accepting Vayodom Malchus Shemayim Shleima, that's greatness. So that Yaakov would say it, that's one thing. But that now the Shvatim together in unison say it, that's a different thing. Lafichoch b'nei Yaakov hoyirishonim lekabolus malchus shemayim. Good. Ukeshehoyu b'nei Yaakov mekablu malchus shemayim, when they were accepting this, lohoyu rak be'emtzois Yaakov. How did they yell? What caused them to say Shema Yisrael? What made it that it could come out? Yaakov is the one. K'mo she'omru, Shema Yisrael. That's what they said. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. L'fi she'Yaakov Echad Legamri. We need to understand that in a moment. V'roi Yaakov L'kabel Malchus Shemayim Shehu Echad. You mean that Yaakov is makabel malchus shemayim? That's understood. Vayodo, but now it's even bigger because through him, gam kein hashvotim heim echod. They became one unit. Makabel malchus shemayim shu yizborach echod. Now let's go and understand one thing. This week's parsha starts Vayichi Yaakov. And Chazal tell us that what does it mean, Vayichi Yaakov? Yaakov lived. What does that mean? So So Chazal tell us that the 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu reached an unbelievable level. In fact, that's the Maisa of Simin Labanim, that even when we're in Golus, it's possible for us, if we're dedicated, to reach tremendous heights, even though you're in the depth of Golus. You're living in the filth of Mitzrayim, and yet Yaakov, Vayichi, he's alive. Vayichi Yaakov. And Yaakov is living in the highest madrigas possible. So much so, the Chazal tell us that he became almost away from the physical. Physical was nothing for him. He was so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was so spiritually inclined, that he was totally connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's another one. That's what we mean here, Echod, that the Madregas that Yaakov was able to reach. He, and that's why he's embedded in the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of these Madregas that he reached, Vayichi Yaakov. So he reached the Darga that he and the Rabbeinu Shom is Echod. In fact, that's part of what's going on in this week's Pasha, that the Yaakov is giving it over. He's worried, how will the children have it? But the children react that they have, even in Golus, this ability to touch into a state of Geula, even in the midst of the Golus, as we'll understand a little better. Now, therefore, they could be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim with Echod. How did they get it done? Through Yaakov. Umipnei. Let's just listen to the whole thought. Umipnei. Sha'oma Yaakov. And because Yaakov said, Shemo Yesh Psul Bizarro, that what was he afraid of? Ubeze Yotzemino Achtus. Echod can only be when everyone is united. Not that everyone's the same. If the Rabbeinu Shem wanted each and every one of us to be the same, he would have made one shevet. He made 12 shvatim because there are different aspects that are needed in Klal Yisrael. But they become united in the Kabbalah, dedicated to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's Echod. Omru, so kishem she'em belibcha, just like in your heart, Yaakov Avinu, you're one, and you've already worked it through, that is an echod, rak echod, ki Yaakov hu echod ba'atzmo, not only is he one because he's an individual person, but because he has worked for Yichi Yaakov, he's reached such madregas, kach, Ein belibenu elo echod. Ki elu yud beishvotim heim kemo Yaakov. They become like Yaakov. She ein belibo elo echod. Just like Yaakov is only one, Klal Yisrael, the shvotim, Klal Yisrael, have one Kabbalah. Ki al yedei Yaakov nasu ha-shvotim Gamkein Echod Legamri. Then he says an unbelievable thought. Budova Muflug. It's an unbelievable idea. Ki wat mispar shalohem kimo mispar echod. Why? Ki Yaakov neged or Aleph. The Aleph is one, that's Yaakov Avinu. Shalechod. The Ches are the Bnei Imohos. There were eight from the Imahos, from Leah and Rachel. And then there were Dalid from Bnei HaShvachis. So you add Aleph is Yaakov, Ches from the Bnei Imahos, Dalid from the Bnei Shvachos, Hare Mispa Shalem, Echod B'miluho. That's Echod. When you connect through Yaakov, the Ches and the Dalud, all the Shvatim, in one, now it's Echod. Ha'chare Yaakov v'bonav, heim Yud Gimel, K'mispar echod b'miluo. That's echod. Now understand what we once said before, that in order for us to be mekabel o malchus shemayim, Chazal tell us that you need to say and think before v'yahavtal reicha kamocha. Before you say Shema Yisrael, you're supposed to think in your mind v'yahavtal reicha kamocha. Why? Because the only way that you can ever be making HaKadosh Baruch Hu be echod is only if we're echod. If we're split, then you can't have an echod. It's not shayach. If you and I are different, so then if you and I are split, so then it's either your God or my God. But it's not one God. Because you see that in our anhaga, we are not that way. But if we are echod, then we can talk about an echod by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can't talk about echod in a setting like America. You have 50% are against and 50% are for. So now we have a president, if you can call him a president. But anyhow, what is that? It's what? That's not echod. That's not a king. A king is a pshat to rule with him. It's not, otherwise it's not kingship. It's split. If we're split, then you can't say it. But the only way it can be is that we're echod. V'zeh she'omru k'shem she'em b'libcha el echod, kach im b'libeinu elo echod. Ki Yaakov hu echod b'yatzmo, l'fichach ein b'libo el echod. Kach im b'libeinu el echod. Ki onu mischabrim b'yachad, ad she'anachnu echod. V'zeh ha'yidei Yaakov, ki Yaakov hu echod l'gamrei b'atzmo, l'kach Yaakov neged ha'alef, in the echod, okay, that's what they mean. Kishem shem belibcha, ain't orak echod ki Yaakov yochid, hu vada yem belibel echod. Kach af im onu heim yoser. Even though we're not one person, we're 12 people, but mikol mokom onu mitstarfim le echod. We unite, we merge to one. Ki kach mispe shalonu. Im Yaakov, shonu mischabri me'ilov v'mispa. Echod, v'lekach omru Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. That's the Shema Yisrael. So therefore, Yaakov is that which gets us to put it together. What are you doing?
I guess I understand it. It's coming from Yaakov Avinu. That's what you said. He says it's coming through.
Because Yaakov is the dugma.
Right. It's coming then. Yaakov is the emtsoi. Right.
V'chein, ma she'onu oimrim, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, ha'inu, this is mamash what we were just talking about, she'kol Echod mi Yisrael mekabel malchuso. Now this is a deeper point. Yizborach alov beemtsoyis klal Yisrael. Asher haklal machusa yizborach alov. So why do you say Shema Yisrael? You should only say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you wanted to be makabel o machus shemayim, what should you say? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Why do you need to say Shema Yisrael? So he's telling us, we're talking to one another. Shema Yisrael. That first thing we have to do is to be what?
United.
Become Echod. Then we could go further and say Hashem again, Hashem Echod. But if we don't say that part, we're not Echod, then how could we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod? It doesn't go. So the first thing is Shema Yisrael. Listen, Klal Yisrael. You have to be Machi. V'yesh loyma Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu ki yu'ilu hu medaber el haklal. He's speaking to the people. Let's put together. V'dvar me'ilu amukim mo'ed. So I guess that means we didn't get it all. Okay? V'dvar me'ilu amukim mo'ed. Good? Fine. So, but that's the Gemara here. Okay? Good? Clear? Fine.
We didn't explain your Baruch Shem. I'm just making sure.
Savlanut.
Clarity. I'm not rushing. I'm just clarity.
Oz.
Clarity.
When it says Yaakov, is that talking about when he already lived through Mitzrayim? Because when he came to Mitzrayim, Paro commented that he looked, when he said he was old, and it doesn't seem like he was on that Madrega. That's why Yechi. It was in Mitzrayim that he developed this life.
That's Yechi. Every word in Torah is exact. He's living. Yaakov's living. He's alive.
Rav gave him shot. Why is the name of the parsha Vayechi? It's about his death.
Right.
Why is Vayechi?
That was the kasha.
So he gave it just Derech Agav. He gave him shot. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. To be Vayechi in Canaan, no big kunz. To be in Yerushalayim, no big kunz. To be in Eretz Mitzrayim Vayechi.
That's what they said. It's to myself. It's in Lebanon that we can do it.
Because the Ramban says that it's Golos Edom.
V'oz. Now let's go right. V'oz. Kasheshoma Yaakov Kabolas Malchusom Yizborach. When Yaakov heard them say Shema, Oz Omar Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Loilom Va'ed. Ki kasher ashvotim o yoimim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Roi le Yaakov Lomar Boruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Acher Asgoras Shmo. Once Klal Yisrael said the name Yudke Vovke, then Yaakov says Boruch Shem. Ki Asgoras Hashem Azeh Eino Kamo Shar Asgoras Hashem. This name is not like saying others. Ki Asgoras Hashem Azeh because Yud Hey Vav Hey Yud Ke Vav Ke was, and will be. That's Echad. That's the oneness that everything is one by him. Legamri, totally. Adni means he's the master. Shakai is a pshat is that he said in creation. All of these things are descriptions. But Yud Ke Vav Ke is the name of who he is and what he is. That's Echod. Ki zehu malchus shamayim. Lekach omer Yaakov. Boruch shem kavod malchus olam v'ed. Now these next words, we need to spend a lot of time in understanding, but let's just keep going. V'dover zeh. Od yoser. It's bigger what Yaakov said than what they said. They said Shema Yisrael. Tremendous. But what he said, Baruch Shem, is even bigger. Min ma'at she'omer ha'shvotim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. U'brach ha'zos eino roi rak la'she'inenu gashmi. Only someone who's not physical can say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Because the level of shame, kivod malchuso. You have to be able to comprehend his malchus in order to be able to say Baruch Shem. So you have to be on such a spiritual level that you're able to say such a thing. Shvotim, gvaltik. But they're not on that madrega. Yaakov Avinu, who is on this madrega, he could say it. As we've said a number of times, Yaakov is the only one in all of Tanakh that is called Kodosh. In all of Tanakh, the only one that's called the Kodosh is Yaakov Avinu, as the Pasuk says in Navi, Kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov's the only one that's called Kodosh. And therefore, because of his Madrega, he could say, Baruch Shem. V'yesh levorech Hashem. Ki Hashem hu dava sichli legamrei. Because that is totally not physical. V'roya brocha zos le'elyonim. Only high level beings. Asheheim below guf. They're not physical. Veim nivdolim. Roy lehem brachazos. Uli Yaakov. Sheyochad min ha'ovitz. He's one of the others. Hakadoshim. Befrat Yaakov. Specifically him. Ashehoya kodesh. Like we just said, Kamosha Bihanazeb, Mokamacha. The Ksiv, because it says, Vigidishu, as Kedosh Yaakov. So he's the only one. Lokach. Therefore, that's why not only do we have holy people, but we also have holy places. So in the B'mokum Kodesh, Kemo Beis HaMikdosh, there we did not answer Amen, but when you heard Hashem's name, we said, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elohim. Why? Because of the holiness of the place. So now we have holy people, Yaakov Avinu. Holy place, Beis HaMikdosh. And then as we know, there's another thing of holiness, and that's holy times. And therefore on Yom Kippur, we could say Baruch Shem. Because in Yom Kippur, we're totally dedicated, not to my body, totally dedicated to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's as though the reason you don't eat and you don't drink, as we spoke about before, Yom Kippur, is the pshat is that I'm not involved in it. I'm involved totally with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And when you're on that madrega, then you could say, Baruch Shem. V'lakach, Yaakov, Shaya HaKodesh, Roi, Lo, Loma, Baruch Shem, Kvan, Machuz, Zolom, V'kasha, Shoma, Min Bonov, Shema, Yisrael, Shema, Ken, Shem, Echot. V'koma, now we go to the rest of the Gemara. Nimrinu, should we say it? Loi Amar Moshe. Loi Nimru, Amar Yaakov. Uma, Shemoshe lo Omar aso. And that which Moshe didn't say it, even though Moshe is such a high level being that he speaks ponim al ponim to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so why can't he say it? Ki kol echod mi Yisrael yochal loma Shema, Kemoshe Pirashna. Anyone could say. Avalein kolecho miso yocholoma baruch shem. Ulefichoch lo oma Moshe, because Moshe is Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means he's connected to the klal. So his main purpose is to be connected to the klal. So maybe Moshe the individual maybe is there. But Moshe the Rabbeinu needs the tzibur. And when you're connected with this tzibur, we're not on the dagger to say it. You're not on the dagger to say it. Okay? V'lo'anu lo'i nimru ha'rei omri Yaakov. V'zem ibn kvarmanu ki yiro Yaakov shol kodesh to say Baruch Shem kasha shmoy malchus shmoy shenizka b'shma yisu. U'ma she'omu Baruch Shem kvoy malchus malchus shlom b'shma shlom like we say. V'areyonu tzvichin l'kabel aleinu malchus shmayim kamo Yaakov. She'yima ha'kabel malchus shmayim b'shlamus. So theoretically, we should say Baruch Shem. But we have the problem that we're not on the madriga to say it. So what are we going to do? So that's what we gain by saying it quietly. Because theoretically, we should say it. But we're not on the level to say it. And in order to be a Mekabel O Malchus complete, you need to say Baruch Shem. But you can't. So what am I going to do? Not say it. How could you not say it? To say it, I can't say it. So what am I going to do? We'll say it quietly. Now watch. Ki be'emes ha'odom mitzad sheyesh bo neshama nivdelas. It's unbelievable. Since we have this holy level neshama, what happens? Sheyoshei b'snister v'aneshama hi kedusha nivdelas. It comes straight from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So the neshama is pure kedusha. So the neshama really could say Baruch Shem Kavod. And not only that, when it hears Shema Yisrael, it wants to burst forth to say Baruch Shem. L'fichach tiknu shiom omer b'chashoy. Kamo sha neshama shehi kedosh yoshe b'seiser. It's in quiet. So therefore, We have to keep it quiet. Ava Yaakov sheyom baruch shem ki hu kodesh ba'atzmo. L'kach koma b'gemara. Nimrenu, should we say baruch shem kvoy machuso? Davzei genai. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? Sharein odom sheinu kodesh roi l'zeh. The body that we live in, with our state, we're not spiritually worthy to say the baruch shem. Vein roi loma baruch shem. Kein roi rak l'mishu kodesh l'gamrei. Lo ne'emar, should we not say it? Yesh kan tzad, tremendous pain. Ki yesh kan tzad mikoach ha'neshama, the neshama is dying to say baruch shem. It would burst forth, but the body isn't. Because shomeya askoras Hashem shehu b'shma. So when it hears what we're saying in Shema Yisrael, im lo yoma baruch shem kavod manchuso, asher shevach ze shleimus kavod manchuso, mlepo v'lakach o meyakov baruch shem kavod manchuso lashlim kabolas malchus shemayim, to make it complete, im lo yoma yishkam tsar. What do you mean? There's a chisar and it's missing here. V'chok tiknu loma. Therefore, we say it quiet. Ki mitzad neshama hakadosh shenivdeles shayesh bodom yesh lo baruch shem. Ki mitzad neshama, as far as our soul is, we're mamish like a malach. Kamo shamalachim omrim baruch shem. Mitzad kedushasam kad mitzad neshama, the person should say gam kein baruch shem. But the goof holds it back. Yaakov, that was the Kodesh, he could say it. Firchoch moyom klal yesh kan sar v'chisor l'neshama ki mitzad neshama yesh loma. We should say it. V'lakach tiknu loma b'chashoy. V'dov is there keneged neshama that's inside. Good. Fine, that's in private. Me'ach ki baruch shem kvodi l'neshama b'lvad. So you say it quiet. That's what it means. Mezeh m'sha'oma. A tremendous thing, Moshel Labas Melech. Where's the Bas Melech? You know what the Bas Melech is?
Neshama.
Our Neshama. Because who is it? It's the Bas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the Bas Melech. Shehi Bitoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Now the Bas wants to scream out. What? Baruch Shem. V'yom ha-kipurim she'im kodesh v'yisoh kulam kedoshim she'im bo'yam dvarim gufnim, like we said, achil and shtia, tash mishamita, rechitza sicha nilas and the sandal. So it's not the pshat is I can't. I don't want it. Why? Because then I'm dedicated to my neshama. Azbavadei apayochid omer Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso, Ki Hashevach Hazeh Einu Shayach Rak L'Mishu Kodesh. So on Yom Kippur, we're on that Madrega, we could say Baruch Shem. Kach Beis Hamikdash, they didn't say it. Okay, fine, good. Now, let's go to the next thing. We need to understand.
Again, you just tell what's one thing of clarity? What's the relationship to Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem?
I don't understand the kasha. You have to explain the kasha.
Sure.
So I understand that be able to. The kasha doesn't go.
Baruch Shem is Baruch Shem is it fits perfectly with Shema Yisrael, right?
It's the expression of a person who understands what Yudke Vovke. That's Malchusay. So the only thing you could possibly say is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay. That's the only thing, because that's what it is. The Malchus.
So it's the reaction, it's the expression when you hear the hear the shame, when you hear Yud Kei Vav Kei, the expression is right. Baruch Shem.
Right. Now we have the problem here, because the problem is that we said Baruch Shem is bigger than Shema Yisrael. Now, we were always taught that Shema Yisrael is the greatest statement could ever be said.
And yet the
Maral says very clearly that Baruch Shem. It's a higher madrega than Shema Yisrael. Right? How can that work? Good. Fine. Hey, let's look at this. So Rav Huttner comes to explain this point. Ayin Maharal, Sefer and the Sivus Nesiva Boda, Perek Zayin. And he brings this whole piece of Maharal. So let's go further. Go to Vav. Because here he's quoting what we just went through. Advarim halolu shel ha-maral, these words of the maral, ma'ishim b'chidushim, they touch so deep with the chidush, es levavo, the heart, the daito, and the mind, shel ha-maskil, any thinking person in Hilchus Deus, ha-oved es elukava, avodu shebelev, al-piyah Deus halolu. Why?
Hilchus Deus, he means it like the Rambam?
No, Deus means the Das. Hilchus Deus means in the understanding of things. Okay. The Rambam called those halachas that because. Ki divrei maral eloim benigud l'chol ma'ashiyaduim afursim b'divrei Rabbi Seinu pe'echot. It's against what everyone says with one statement. Ki adorab. Ma'ilus ha'shevach shel Shema Yisrael hi arbe yose gedola. That normally we're taught that Shema Yisrael is a much greater statement than the Ma'ilov, the Shevach, the praise, for Baruch Shem Kavod Machusay. L'dugma, as an example, look at Nefesh HaChaim Shagimu, Shebir Zeh B'fnim, Shepshat, B'fnim, Sheyos HaMukim, and it's upon him in different ways. V'chol upon him U'sovim La'ayv Ha'echot, they're all going one way. Ki B'lacha Shebaruch Shem, why did he there? The Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, why do you say it quietly? Because in relationship to the great statement of Baruch Shem, of Hashema, Baruch Shem is lower. So therefore we say it quietly. So Baruch Shema is out loud, right. And Baruch Shem we say quiet, lower Madrega. Erech Shevach Shel Shema Yisrael, Yesh Kam Bechina Shel Horodah. Going down in the Shevach of Baruch Shem. Mamish hefech midvorov shel maral. Mamish the opposite of this words of the maral. Shedra maral wrote that lachash is because it's so high level. Shel Shevach. V'lo'odel shegam b'chazal mefurish shelo kedivri maral. Because the Mashamru kishma yisrael hu yichuda ilo. That's the yichud high level in Shemayim. Baruch Shem, that's down here. K'mosh Mufush, Nefesh HaChaim writes about it. So then, if that's true, Shedivrei Amaral Anal, Marishim B'chidushim, Hareim Afliim B'nigudim L'divrei Chacham. This is against what we've learned, what we understand. So now we need to understand this Maral. We have to get an Olmek. V'ininu bozeh levar, Ez daito shel Amaral, Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem, when we're finished, it won't. Not only won't there be a contradiction between the Nefesh HaChaim and the Maral, but what of that? That what? Elishashnei Amalchim, the two thoughts, Mashlimim Zeh, they're working together. Okay, so let's start. Good? Haskolos. Shchitos of Shel HaMaral, there is Nuutzihui B'Shinui Din HaOnim Achas Kora B'Beis HaMikdosh Migvulin. We just said there's a difference how you answer in Beis HaMikdosh and how you answer in the Gvulin. The Beis HaMikdosh you answer when you hear Hashem's name, Baruch Shem, Masha Ein Kein B'Gvulin, which is not so outside the Beis HaMikdosh. V'daito shel marali, the b'shinu is b'zeh, boni hu al yishenei yisodos. It's based on two concepts. Aleph, pirusho shel baruch shem, mischaleifu l'fi amakomos. This is very neat to really hold on here. That baruch shem will change according to the place. And the second is, Ani is Baruch Shem, lo titochein el lefi pirush echod mifu pirushim alolu. But Baruch Shem can only work with one of the understandings that we're going to say. Let's go slowly. B'nei levar shnei yisodus halolu. I want to explain them echod echod, one by one. Let's get them clear. Hinei shem havaya, the name of Hashem, ksivoso mishuno mikriyoso. The way it's written and the way we say it today are totally different. The ksivas havaya, we see, when we see a sitter, it says yud ke vov ke, and yet, kriyoso, we read it, adni. Adni, that's not what it says there. V'nimtza, de'etzleinu, shem ha'adnus, yeshnei ofanim. There are two ways the name Adni will come out. Shem Adnus Mamish. There are times that Adnus will be the way you want it. Sheksivoso, Vikrioso, Heim Adnus. They work together, they're one being Adnus. V'shem Adnus, Kishubo B'toras Kinui, V'shem Avaya. So there are times Adnus, you mean Adnus? And the times you're saying Adnus as a replacement for Yud Kei Vov Kei. She'ozra kriyoso y Adnus. But ksivoso is Yud Kei Vov Kei. Good? V'chol zel u'etzleinu. That's all by us. Avo b'mekomos she'ebohem hutra kriyoso shel shem avaya ki ksivoso. Where you say what's written in the Beis HaMikdosh, when you say what's written, Hare ain't shom, come on, ain't shom, el ofen echod shel shem ha'adnus. Then, what you're saying, and what is written, haynu rak shem ha'adnus mamish. Velo shem ha'adnus betoris kinu. So when you would say, adnu, adni, you mean adni. And when you have Yud Kei Vov Kei, you say Yud Kei Vov Kei. We say Adni could be one of two things. But in the Beis HaMikdash, Adni, one thing. Yud Kei Vov Kei, say it. V'yotzalonimizah, ki atevos, shem, kevod, malchuso, yesh pohem shnei pirushim. It has two understandings. Etzleinu, by us, kol yemeim gam es Hashem or adnus betoris kinui. When we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, what does it mean? Gam kinui adnus hu Shem Kvod Malchuso, right? Because the adnus is the replacement of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ma she'en came b'makom m'shebem kri Hashem havayahu ki ksivoso, whereas when you say it, what you mean to say, shom ein ateva she'en kavod malchuso misparshim is only explained ela b'muvon she'em ho'etzem, the real name, v'lo b'toras kinui l'shem meforish. So it's not a replacement, it's the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zehu ma she'amarnu b'yisod harishon. The pirushon shel hatevus shem kavod malchuso will change according to the place. So in the Beis HaMikdash, when you're saying shem kavod malchuso, you said yud kei vav kei, you meant yud kei vav kei and nothing else. When outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to say Adni, and you're going to sometimes mean Adni, and sometimes you're going to be meaning Yud Kei Vav Kei. So then the shame, Kvod, Malchuso, will change. Good? Now we have to go to the next part. Le'olam Va'ed. What does Le'olam Va'ed mean? When we say Adni as a replacement for Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then we say Le'olam Va'ed, is that Le'olam Va'ed? That's not Le'olam Va'ed, because that's only now. it's going to change. So then the lo'olam vo'ed is a limited lo'olam vo'ed. It's only lo'olam vo'ed now. And when they said yudke vovke, or when they said adni, they meant literally lo'olam vo'ed. Right? V'yachshov nevara se yisod hasheni. Yisod zem izbar lonu be'egdem sugya de psachim. V'ayyo b'yoy mahu. Yia Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. Otru o idno lav Shmo Echodu. Marius, now Hashem isn't one. Elo idno now Nichtov Bavaya. You'll write Yudke Vovke. The Nikra Adnus. But we read it Adni. Losid Lovo Nichtav Bavaya. V'nikra bavaya. Good. V'nimtza. What do you see? The kishem shomarnu leil, like we said, the inyan atavis, shem kavod malchuso, mischalef, changes. Lefi amakomas, according to the place. Haribi toyem lezeh, in relationship to it. Kavonis atavis, liolam v'ed, mischalefi lefi inyan, will also change. That's leinu by us, sha'atevos, that the words, shame, kvod, malchuso, kolilim, haim, they include shame, adnus, betoris, kinui, adnus as the replacement, hareli, olam, voed, doesn't mean la olam, voed. What does la olam, voed mean? Hayom azeh. Because it's only now that we say it. Sharei b'yom ahu yiyeh. What's going to be? The Shema Meforesh is going to come out from his nartiko, from the that which is holding it. You won't need any nicknames. If it would be in the base of Migdosh, Shom Nashem Kvod Malchuso, Eino Kolel is Adnus. There's no Adnus there. Hare Lolam Voed is going also on Bayomahu. Share Shom and Shum Tam Lagbil as his Pashtus Shalolam Voed. There's no limiting in Lolam Voed. Bekitzer. So let's sum it. B'mokom shetevas Hashem kolelis pochos, when the words Hashem are including less, then the le'olam voed means much more. And when Hashem is including more, the olam voed is limited. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. B'nei achova le'anos achas koras Hashem. Why do we have to answer at all after shame? Nova asim min akosav ki shame Hashem ekro. When I call out the name of Hashem, hovu, give, godel, greatness, leilokeinu. Da ainu, she eshchoivis nesias godel, kisheshomim es Hashem. When you hear Hashem. V'nesinas godel, he nesinas abracha, that's giving the bracha. Zecher l'tzadik l'bracha. B'shoa sh'ani maski tzadik, olamim, when I mention righteous people, atem tenu bracha. Why? The habracha, what does habracha mean? Hispashtus agedula, spreading. V'kan iganu l'mekoro shel shinui amakomos. Now we can understand.
Yes.
The rak b'migdosh sheshom hutra kriyaso shel shem amaforish. In the base of migdosh, where you're allowed to say the real name, v'shom, and over there halolam vo'ed kolel hu gam es yomahu shom yotzim yichovas nisinas godel. How am I going to be able to say anything that's going to be a real bracha by saying Baruch Shem Kavod. Why? Mipnei Shebracha Inyanu Hispashtus. Uvemigdush Shem Shum Agbola. There's no limitation there. Hispashtus Shel Hala Olam Vaed. Masha Ein came Begvulim, which is not true in the Gvul. Yevshel Atzeis Bamir is Baruch Shem. Why? For saying the Bracha. The Mekivin, the Gebul, and Nida. There's a limit to what Lolam Vayed means. Only by Yom HaZeh, Hare Yishkan Chisoran, B'Shleimus HaBracha, Shal Shevach Zeh. Therefore, Ein Onim B'Gvulim, Baruch Shem, because Baruch Shem would limit the blessing that you're giving to Hashem's name. Why? Because saying the Baruch Shem that we say when we say the name of Hashem outside the Beis Hamikdash, that would mean that his Malchuso is only by Yom HaZeh. It's the Olam Vayed is limited to only now. Now we don't want to do that. So we say Amen. It's true. But in the Beis Hamikdash, well, the Olam Vayed not only means by Yom HaZeh, but it also means by Yom Ahu. So then I am giving a real bracha. So when I hear the name of Hashem, I could say Baruch Shem Kavod. But in Chutz, outside the Beis Hamikdash, I can't say it. It's too limiting. So what do I say?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Umanias Baruch Shem B'Mikdash. Na'ati kimonu lamir is Baruch Shem the Krishma. Now let's go to Krishma. Lufi daito shel amaral, shneim yonim alolu, sheluvim zeim zebazev. They're put together. Luman birosu shalomek muflazeh. In order for us to understand it, oleinu lagdim ashita shel agro. What does the gro say? We've discussed this gro a few times. To bichol makum shodim kore yeshem havaya bekriyas ha'adnus. It's always a problem. What should your thoughts be when you say Adnus as a replacement for Yehovah? So what should you think? Should you think what you said? Or should you think what you mean? So what does he say? That what? That the Gra writes, Sha'odim Koreshem Avaya B'Kshiyus Adnus HaKavonet Tziricha Lios Kefi Akriya. You always should have in mind what you said. Milvad, except in the words above, Shema, Sheshom HaKavonet Tzrich Lios Gam Lefi Aksiva. You have to have both in mind. When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem, you have in mind, I said Adnus, but what I really mean is Hoyoy Vavi. That's what you're supposed to think as you say it. Upirushim Shel Dvar Me'ilin Izbar Alon Makom Achad. That what? Says in the Gemara, "Boye b'yom ahu yashem echod v'atu ayid nelav echod lo olam hazeh kol mabo olam hazeh nichtev biyud hey." It's written yud hey, but we read it aleph dalet, right? We read aleph olam mabo kulo echod. Why it's nikra yud dalet and it's written yud dalet. So then. Echod means that the saying and the writing are one. Whereas today it's not. Hayotzalon miklolus sugyuzu, ki olomo shel shem ha'adnus b'toris kinui, when we say it as a nickname, tolihu b'kfeilus ha'kovim shel anoga toivu meitiv anogis dayin emes. Dishnayim shelo shayochim l'shalo olam hazeh. We know that b'zman hazeh, when something good happens, we make a bracha, atoiv, lamentiv. But when other things happen to us, we say, dayon, ha'emes. Lu'umazeh, but in relationship to it, agdus akav shel nahogas atova meitiv greida, when it's only tova meitiv, toliyu b'shiva akriyav aksiva shel shem avaya. That's all dependent when, how the shem avaya. When the name of Hashem, Yudke Vovke, is the way you say it, and that's what you meant written. So then it's all of Yudke Vovke, then there'll only be one bracha. What's the bracha? Atoy Vameitiv. Today that it's split, what we say and what's written. So we have two brachas, Tov HaMeitiv and Dayanam. Good. Umakam u'amakor l'shitas ha'gra. That would be, normally we say Kavonis Hashem Ochaz after Akriya, but in Shema, the Kavon is according to the writing. Shum Deim Mitzad Kavonis Pirush Hamilus, according to what we mean, it says Kriya, but we have to have that in mind. So all of that is Li Shitas Agro. Now let's go back. Yud Gimel. Hine Ro'amonu. We see. Ki Ein Shleimus Kabolus Omachus Shemayim Miskayemus Ayidei Shevach Ha'achtus Regegreda. Saying Shema alone is not real Malchus Shemayim. Eladavka Bitsiruv HaNesinas Godel. Saying Echod without saying what the Echod means of Legodel, that she nesinis habracha of Baruch Shem, it's not a complete Kabbalah Ol Malchus. Until we're ready to say the real La'olam Voed, it's not real. Ukafi da'akot sholamara, alatam bazehu, kisheva cho'achtus b'chol mokum, as yesh ponim adomim laskores Hashem b'migdosh. The alokvan is baralona, we already said, the answering of Baruch Shem, mechayev esi b'migdosh, mivnei sheshom nishma haksiv shel Shem Havayah. Because there we say, and we read, and we're written together. V'imkei mikivon d'shevach ha'agdus, mechayevu mitzaretzem ma'inyono, as kavonis haksiva, right, the way. Hare nimtza, what happens? The b'chinas ha'kavona, when we talk about kavona, shevach ha'agdus, b'chol mokum, hudome la'azkores Hashem b'migdosh. U'kemo da'azkores Hashem b'migdosh brings after it baruch Shem, k'mo kein, ein shleimus shel shevach ha'agdus, b'chol mokum miskayemes, Elo b'tziruf, only when you'll say what? Baruch Shem. But wait a second, we have a problem. V'al yitin atoin, ki ani es baruch Shem b'migdosh, ho'yedavka achay shmiyas hazkora mipi chavero. That why? When did you say baruch Shem? In the base of Migdash, when did you say baruch Shem? You heard someone else make a bracha. So then you answered baruch Shem. The man who made the bracha ain't a owner klum. He didn't say anything. Dalucha, kizu ain't a tiny. That's not a canon. Kikvan is borrowed. Explain the maral. Ki apsicha de kabolos omachu shmai mishmai yisol davke. Ki kolechod mekabel al atzmo al malchu shmaim davke. How? Bamtsoyis klayisol. Only through someone else. I have to say it to you. You have to say it to me. V'yesh lo loma shema Yisrael ki ilu medaber el achlal, as we saw. Like you're speaking to someone else. M'pnei kach kishodu mekabel al atzma o malchus shemayim ha'yidei shevach ha'agdus harei ze nidum ki ilu o ke'omer v'shomea ke'echod. It's like I'm saying to you, and I'm hearing you be together with me. So now we're one. Kibam Rishma Yisrael, Kavonu, Lashmi Latzmo, Lishmoa Mipi Atzmo. Zehu Shomer Lefidaz Maral, so Kabbalah Zaman Chushmaim, Shma Yisrael, not going to be complete until you say Baruch Shem. Kederach Shizka Hashem B'Migdosh, good. Fine. So therefore, and the kuda apanimis, but there, what's the inner point here? Kishavach ha'achtes b'chomokom domehu laskores Hashem b'migdosh. Elosof sofein b'zeh elme b'chines machshava. That's all in thought. Ki apim omnam shavach ha'achtes mechayevu es kavonis ha'ksiva, shall even though it writes it, b'chomokom ein chovezu ela chovez kavona. Avo b'peh. In my pair, Harionu Koyrim es Hashemus Shema Yisrael Bikinui Haadnus. But we said Adni v'nimtza v'nehi b'mechibes ha-machshava. In my thought, it's like the Migdash. Right? Because in my thought, what am I thinking?
Both.
Havaya. In my thought, the real thought is both, but really, I mean Havaya. So my Baruch Shem Kavod, theoretically, could be good. Doin Baruch Shem? Mikomakom mikbichinis amira, but as far as my saying it, Adayin zeh dom l'gvulin. Dein omer Baruch Shem. That's why they told you, say it, b'chashoy. Because my thought is like Beis Hamikdash. So I really should be saying, Baruch Shem. But my dibur is not. My dibur is not that way. Therefore, I can't say Baruch Shem. So therefore, we say it b'chashoy in the middle, between thought and what I said.
Pe'en
igyanu l'makor achidush k'daka shalomaram. Ki ba'oda shalifi aderech ha'kavusha v'amufarsemes v'fi svarim b'sofrim. Because you know how it is by all the other svarim. They're talking about menias ha'kol rom shabaruch shem. Because you go down in Madrega, so we say baruch shem, quiet. Kalapi Ashavach Shema Yisrael, Haina Lepidaka Shel Maral, who Mamish Lefech. And the Maral is telling you just the opposite. Baruch Shem is Davka Mitzad Allah. She Yesh Baruch Shem. Valze Amarnu, Kishir Chidush Zeh Mevas, who a slave of Ovdim, we got the problem. Omnam, Yitroch Mashin is Borakan, Daita Shemaral, Yotzalonu. Kishitas Maral, Ashita Amurgelis, they go together. Shneim and the two sides of one coin. How? Moshe lechachomim vedyotim. It's a moshel, you have two people in the place. The man comes in and he speaks. And in that crowd, they're Talmidei Chachomim and they're regular people. Shoyim mishtatfim v'mesibachas. They're together. V'nichnas l'shom odom echad. Well, the way he said it could be understood two ways. One is very high level. The other way would seem very simple. So both sides have complaints to him. They think that the Chachomim think only the high-level thoughts. And what did they say? How could you say such high-level thoughts in front of these regular people? In front of them. That Yotim grab only the simple understanding. And what do they say? You have such great Talmidei Chachomim sitting here. How do you say such simple thoughts? And the person says it, you don't want to tell it to the others. Because of the busha, the embarrassment to let it be done in front of Chachomim. There's no conflict. The man who said it had both in mind. Menias Aramas Koli didn't say it out loud. Why? Mipnei Nisgava Shabadava? Because at a high level? And Mipnei Abchisa Shabadava. Mitochkach, now we understand. Ki inyonu Shabarch Shem. Umamish, like the marshal that we just gave. Kabolis, Shvoche, Achdus, Shema Yisrael, Mashkinim, B'machshova, brings out that which it says, the Shem Avaya. Uvachol Mokom, the Sholetis, Zu, Sholetis, Eim Uvonu, Shoboruch Shem, Ella, Al Shema Adnis, or Atzmi, v'lo ala kinoi. Omnom, shelilas kinoi ha'adus, eino elu madregas ha'machshava. That which you're holding, you're saying, that's only in the thought. Ki madregas ha'peh, eino yochol izbol shelilazu. You can't take it. Shari ha'peh mevates ha'shemes shnei Yisrael, kiderech shemevate kol shemes. He's saying out loud. Dainu bikinu yadnus. But really what you mean is Yudkei. Valkein eina machshovi yecholot labia es haborach shem b'kol rom. You can't say it. Da'lo kol nechnes l'to chaper. And in the fear machshova o'yine abe yosin izgova. U'memela, so in thought, it's much higher. U'memela mitocha zihiris shalot liyashmiya dova yaka b'makam bilti muchan. Therefore you say it, what? Good. Okay. So now, let's go down to Yud Ches. Binyanu shel hechu zeh kachu. Now what's going on? Kabbalas omachu shemayim pirushohu nikui alev. You clean out your heart. Mikol sug shel tarumas, without any complaints. Klapi anhoga, hashgacha, b'chol ofanim, nikui zeh shel aleiv, ef shelo b'shnei malach. One way you could say it is nova mishava ha'achtus. Shu shoresh hamuna, she'ein kan ki ematov v'meitav greida. Right, that's one way. Because when we hear bad things, we say dayin emes and not a teva meitiv. Memelu l'fi b'chinas yoyim hazeh yef shelo l'niku yalev mitarumos ela yidei emuna b'hashgacha dayin emes. How can we do it? We are not on the level to say a teva meitiv when we hear difficult things. So we would otherwise have, how's that tov? What good did you do to me? But when we say, Dayon HaEmes, now that we understand, he's the real Dayon. Okay, l'fi matzaseinu, according to us, Ein shleimes kabolas ha'mulcho shemayim, miskayemes ha'yidei shema gredo. We can't be mekayim just shema, L'dafka b'tziruch boruch shem, sheyesh bo kabolas o malchus shemayim, behanhogas dayan o'emes. Now, wait a second. The dayan o'emes is the way the olam va'ed of this world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Limited.
Nimtzu de'etzem ha'echruch shel boruch shem b'kabolas o malchus shemayim, Magian olav mishneit sedodum afuchim zamizeh. One side we're chayiv to say Baruch Shem after Shema because of the romamus of Baruch Shem over Shema. On the other side, mitzad hasheni mechayiv et amir is Baruch Shem achrei Shema mitzad because of the greatness of the statement of Shema over Baruch Shem. Vitoim lezeh, hatzad harishon brings out Baruch Shem because of its romamus. Monei hu es hakol rom, mitzad hatzihirus, shalaz kedova, shalumaylu mimadregas hamokom. I can't say Baruch Shem out loud because it's over beyond this setting. But on the other hand, this other side is, there demands Baruch Shem, umonei es hakol rom, mitzad habusha, I can't not say it. Tzad Rishon comes Madrego Machshov of Shema. Second side comes out of the Dibur of Shema. And that's what it means. Tzad Rishon is Maral, is saying in the Siva Voda that what? Because of the level of what you said, Baruch Shem is so much higher than what the Shema is. Because it's the limited one. The Atzad Hasheni, Huderach HaMafursam, that really, in when you say Yudke Vovke, then it's much bigger. Hashemayim tavana l'dugma shashlishi. Therefore, the shnei tzedadim, they're coming out of one matbeya, and therefore is one taste in what we mean in Shema and Baruch Shem. So it depends on what the situation is. Well, there are times where Shema is the biggest statement, and that's what normally those what the other people are talking about. And there are other times that Shema Baruch Shem is the bigger, and that's what the Maharal is talking about. They're not indifferent, they're not in conflict, but they're talking about two different situations, both with the same understanding. That's what the Maharal means. This we zecher, there should be time of that we should get to Yud Kei Vov Kei and these type of tanisim. Now the tomorrow's tainus is a very, very interesting tainus. It's different than any other tainus. If this tainus would be on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. It's the only tainus to fast on Shabbos. Other than Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, push it off. Because the Navi says, Be'etzem ayoy mazeh. In that day, so therefore, it's a different tainus.
Why is that? Why does he say that? That's an ayom hazeh.
So the way, because of what happened, was an occurrence that to now started the whole downfall, and therefore it's be'etzem ayom hazeh that really came down the whole deal. So therefore, tomorrow is the beginning of it, and if you look carefully, but please get make sure you have a good translation when you say the slichas. Say less and look at the translation and say more and not know. And if you read carefully through the slichas, you see there are unbelievable things there. But you have to go through slowly and you'll see that it's talking about the beginning of the whole downfall of what's going on there. And therefore, that's why it's be'etzem ayom hazeh. So it's a different, that we should be zecher to the time to see the binyan.
Amen.
We should be able to say Yud Kei Vav Kei properly.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you.